I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. This Veterans Day, we're bringing you the story of a Montana Marine who saw combat in Vietnam. Roger Cox, who now lives in Frenchtown, also spent 14 seasons as a smoke jumper out of Missoula. He's 70 years old, but still remembers exactly what it was like to be a college kid landing in Vietnam. Cox told his story to University of Montana journalism student Emily Proctor as part of the Veterans History Project.
My name is Roger Cox, and I was with the 3rd Marine Division in the I Corps. I was with 3rd Battalion, 4th Marine Regiment, Lima Company. I arrived at the end of February 1967 and left late September, early October 1967. We flew into Dong Hoa in the middle of the night. The temperature was well over 90 degrees. You could see the streaks of tracers going from the air to the ground, and there'd be one or two tracers go up, and then this blast going down, and the tracers on the ground didn't come up anymore. But that was my first vision of Vietnam, really. And then we walked into a field and laid down. I mean, that was how we spent the first night. Dug a foxhole and laid down. We stayed there two nights, and then the third night, we got hit by artillery, and we had over 30 killed right there. I mean, the war comes to you very quickly. I volunteered for point after two or three weeks in Vietnam. Well, point man is the first man down the trail, first man up the hill, and I decided that it kept me really busy. It kept me more involved. And I didn't worry as much, or I didn't think as much about how miserable I was. I mean, when you are the first guy through, you set the pace. You choose the route. My concerns were, of course, booby traps, stepping on a mine, or hitting a tripwire. And then your next concern is somebody laying in the trail down the way and killing you. There's lots of bad stories about how long guys stay alive at point. I was fortunate a number of times. I was replaced at point on three different occasions where immediately after I was replaced, the point man was killed. So reality was always right there in front of you. There were nights when, you know, when it's absolutely black and it's hot, you can't tell blood from sweat. And so often when you had to deal with blood, you also were under fire, you're under attack, so you really cannot work on your friend who's bleeding to death beside you. You just deal with it, keep going. And you can worry about the emotions 20 years from now. So we would feel bad maybe after the fact. You'd be looking around and there's seven of you. There used to be 14. You know, what happened to? Do you think he made it? And we wouldn't know sometimes for years. Of the guys that I served with, there's only three or four came home. All the rest were killed. So in other words, I don't really keep track of anybody. Basically, there is a code that we have to live. Those of us who returned, we have an obligation to those who didn't to live our life in full. And you have to be a better person than you would have been just because of that obligation.
Roger Cox lives in Frenchtown, Montana. He told his story to Emily Proctor as part of the Veterans History Project, a national archive documenting the experience of war in the words and voices of those who served. You can find a link to Cox's story and more like it on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.